On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM.
News you can trust.
This is KMFM, and with the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock, here's Ishmael Khawaja.
There's disagreements over how long Brexit should be delayed for. Theresa May has written to the President of the European Commission asking for it to be put off until the end of June. But Donald Tusk is recommending it's postponed by almost a year. It means it's likely the UK will contest EU Parliament elections next month unless the withdrawal agreement is passed by MPs. Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn doesn't see that as a problem.
We don't think the European elections are an issue one way or the other. The more important thing is to get an agreement of our future relationship with Europe and how we deal with that. If there are European elections, we will obviously contest them.
A man accused of murdering his brother near Hadlow just after Christmas is due to enter pleas later. Lee Eldred died when he suffered a blow to the side of his head in a taxi close to a hotel on the A26 on December the 28th. Carl Eldred, who's 33 and from Little Footway in Langston Green near Tunbridge Wells, also faces an alternative charge of manslaughter.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
Two fly tippers who dumped waste close to a children's play area in Sittingbourne have been told to pay more than £1,000 each. The man and woman ditched a trailer, carpets and household waste near Elm Grove Play Park in Merston back in October 2017. Ministers are calling on dozens of universities, including the Uni of Kent, to abandon unacceptable admissions tactics which pressure candidates to accept places. The Education Secretary is concerned about offers where students guaranteed entry, but only if they rank the institution as their number one choice. Damien Hines says it's unethical and risks damaging students' prospects.
That's limiting some young people's, you know, ability to sort of aim high, because, you know, they might just want to put that offer in the bank and they may not realise actually that later on they can still trade up. So in clearing, if they get much better A-levels, they can still go to a different institution.
A man's been charged with robbery and attempted robbery after two stores were targeted in Aylesford. Cash was reported to have been stolen from a shop in the High Street in February before a suspect left another store in Premier Parade empty-handed. A 19-year-old remains in custody. A Herne Bay mum's told KMFM she came up with the idea of creating her own clothing range for autistic children to help people understand her own son's behaviour.
He can shriek, just be really uncomfortable in the world. The world's too loud for him, so his behaviours display that. So I wanted to just some awareness labels on him, just so that it's, you're not explaining all the time why he's behaving the way he is.
Kelly Barker's little boy Oscar has autism and she used to struggle to find clothes for him until setting up her company, Born Anxious. Her t-shirts have slogans printed on them to let people know why a child might be acting unusually. They also have no labels, as some autistic people find them too uncomfortable. Nuisance teenagers have been ordered out of Ashford Town Centre after police launched a new crackdown on antisocial behaviour. Officers introduced a dispersal order last weekend following reports of alcohol-related offences. Six people, all aged between 13 and 16, were told to leave. And sports clubs across Kent are helping two fundraisers raise £1,500 for children in Africa. This weekend, Liu Batchelor and Georgina White are travelling 120 miles around the Kent coast, taking on sporting challenges to raise money to fund a sports arena in Uganda. Liu's hoping they'll be cheered on at every stop.
Everyone has something they love and they're passionate about, and we get to experience that with them, and it'll give us that little kind of burst that we need to keep going.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Now with a look at the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Lucy.
Football and England and Tottenham defender Danny Rose says he can't wait to see the back of football. It follows several incidents of players facing racist abuse, including in a recent game against Macedonia. Cricket and Kent's first match of the season has been delayed because of the poor weather. They're due to be taking on Somerset in their opening county championship game after getting promoted to Division 1 last season. The covers have been brought back on in Taunton, with more rain expected there this afternoon. Back to football, and Gillingham travel to Peterborough this weekend as they look to cement their place in League One for next season. After a bit of a turnaround in form, the Gills are now 13th in the table with six games left to play. Tomorrow's opponents are up in seventh. Boss Steve Lovell says they've had a poor run of form recently though.
You know, they started well and then they had a mid-season sort of blip as well, and again, in the last 4 or 5 games, I don't think they've put on a really good performances or results anyway.
Meantime, Gillingham are slashing the prices of season tickets. From next season, an early bird adult pass for the Raynham end will cost £300. That's down from £375. It's part of efforts to get more fans attending home matches.
That's the latest. Next update at 2.